I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. We'd all hoped that the coronavirus crisis might be short-lived and we could get back to normal life this summer, but there continues to be a great need for us to all be diligent wearing masks, practicing good hand hygiene, physically distancing, and avoiding crowds. To talk about dealing with caution fatigue or pandemic fatigue, is Dr. Wendy Balliet. She's a psychologist who works with patients who have chronic health problems through the Division of Biobehavioral Medicine and Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Balliet, tell us more about caution fatigue or pandemic fatigue and what you're hearing from the patients you work with.
Caution fatigue really isn't a new phenomenon, but we're certainly seeing it rear its head now. Caution fatigue is really having low motivation to comply with safety guidelines. And I'm hearing a lot of this from the patients I work with, mostly because they're suffering from chronic illness and they're really tired of having to stay at home.
What can help individuals cope with disappointment and some of these other feelings that they're having right now?
One of the primary tools I encourage folks to consider is every morning thinking about three things you're grateful for. We're surrounded by negativity right now, probably a bit more than positivity. So really stretching your mind to practice gratitude and find what's important and what we still have in our lives to be grateful for. I also encourage kind of going back to the foundations, making sure that you're sleeping well, you're eating healthy, you're moving your body, getting some sunshine if you're able to, in addition to things like meditation, yoga, something simple like taking 5 minutes to just sit and practice deep breathing can really help not only slow down your physical response to stress, but also the emotional response to stress.
What other things seem to be helpful to some of the patients that you're working with right now who might have chronic health problems and are being extra careful as far as getting through these difficult times?
One of the things that I consistently hear from patients that they're missing is family who might not be close by. And a lot of these patients are learning to get creative and staying connected with family during this time. I'm thinking about one in particular who every week they set up a Zoom call and actually read a book with their nephew for an hour. Even though it might not be exactly what they wish, that still fulfills that need for closeness.
What about sharing feelings when someone is lonely or frustrated or stressed or fearful with trusted friends and family members? Is that helpful?
Absolutely. Sharing your feelings and expressing if you're feeling down, sad, lonely, really helps in alleviating some of that burden on your own shoulders and feeling connected to other people who are likely feeling very similar.
Any other tips that seem helpful to the patients that you're working with right now?
I would say be kind to yourself. This is a really hard time for everyone, and especially hard for those of you who are trying to manage chronic health problems in addition to a global pandemic.
Dr. Balliet, thanks for providing this update about coping with caution fatigue during the coronavirus pandemic.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.